espalda, son peligrosas, pues te quesito. La Francis a Secretary Opportunity, el is matter here in England, to start with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to start this nine masses here in England with our Lady. With Our Lady. Saint Bernard says that we never will say enough about the Blessed Virgin Mary. And what we want to meditate today is that the Gospel reflects all that our life should be, must be. So our Lord is on the cross. He's in the agony, his agony. He's about to expire. He has been shed his blood for us. He's in an excruciating pain. The nails on his hands, on his feet, and the lashes, and the sadness, all the elements of his soul, his body, in great pain. And those moments, he solemnly tells the Blessed Virgin Mary, no? Behold your son. And he said to St. John, we were represented in St. John at the foot of the cross. He said, behold your mother. No? This is a summary of what we are supposed to be doing. But what is important first to meditate is in the context, in which context is those words have been said. So our Lord is telling us to have the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to console, to repair her Immaculate Heart, but in the context of being at the foot of the cross. This is the most important. So if St. John was capable of keeping the faith, because he kept himself next to the Blessed Virgin Mary. He was faithful to her, through her to our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is why the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, which the enemy have been trying to banish from the earth, the Tridentine Mass, is precisely because the center of our holy religion is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and the cross. And the Mass being an event which is out of time, which is the Passion and Death of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the center of our life on earth. So we are supposed to be at the foot of the cross every moment. So let's not forget this. Because St. Paul says very clear. He said, we have done nothing for our Lord yet, if we have not shed one drop of blood for him. So we must shed our blood for our Lord. You think about this event the Holy Friday. We see the Blessed Virgin Mary at the foot of the cross, his mother, who gave her blood to our Lord Jesus Christ during those 9 months. Our Lord was having life, our Lord had life, human life, through the blood of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So they were sharing the same blood. This is a very important concept. From the very beginning of the incarnation and until the end, and even today also, because Jesus is at the foot of the cross at Mass. So we, being part of the mystical body, being children to God and children to Mary, we must be shedding our blood like our Lord, with our Lord. And this is the mystical meaning of Holy Communion after Mass. So we participate in the sacrifice of our Lord, and we drink his blood, his body and his blood, his divinity. We unite our soul with his soul, and to have his sentiments is what the Holy Ghost is given to us to understand and to have the wisdom of God and to suffer the way God suffers, the way the Blessed Virgin Mary suffers, but especially in the context, in that context we have to be willing to shed our blood for Our Lady and for our Lord, always, for our brothers, every moment. So this is what the saints have been teaching to us. We must prefer to die than to commit even one venial sin. This is what we have to be doing. Saint John was able to be faithful until the end, was precisely because he had that spirit. He will not forsake our Lord and our Lady. He will keep close to them, imitating them, ready to die for them. And he forgot about the rest. This is precisely what is meant to console and to repair the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It means that we shed our blood. So we have to be able to be persecuted and to be crucified for our Lord, for our Lady, and for our brethren, every moment. So this is why it's so important, the sacrifice of the Mass, or the real Mass. It's out of time. That means that we must be united to our Lord spiritually. Every moment, every time, every hour, every minute. And if we are present at the Holy Sacrifice, yes, it's because our Lord wants us to partake upon His, that we were partakers of His blood, spiritually at the beginning of Mass, and after sacramentally at the Holy Communion. But the rest of our life, if we don't have Mass, we must be united sacramentally, spiritually, not sacramentally, but spiritually, be united to the Mass. So let's not forget that. So the context in which our life has to be lived is at the foot of the cross. Only we can, in that context, we can only give up everything and to be strengthened. Because we are in the same situation. So we are at the foot of the cross, surrounded by lions, devils, enemies, shouting, crucify him. That crucify him is crucify our Lord, our Lady, and us also, because we are a family. We are the mystical body of Christ. So we have to be willing to be crucified. This is the meaning of baptism, in fact. When we are baptized, the day we die as humans, and we receive a new life in Christ, a divine life of the Holy Ghost and the divine grace. Our Lord, the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Trinity living in us as His sound temple, giving us His life to live that life. It's a divine life that we start living since baptism. So we die. This is the meaning of baptism. So we are buried with our Lord in His blood, in his pain, in His passion, and His sufferings. We are buried through His sufferings in order to have a new life. It's what happened at Mass also. At Mass, we are at the Holy Sacrifice. We come to give ourselves and to die for our Lord. This is Mass. You come to Mass to give yourself and to be crucified. This is what the purpose why you are here today. By giving yourself and by being crucified, how you are going to win the graces that you need for you and your families. And also in this context is how we can speak about devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. There is no other context worthy of the name of devotion, true devotion to Mary. Because if we don't want to be at the foot of the cross being crucified, means that we want to hold back something for ourselves. And we can give to God only something, but not all. This is not the first commandment. The first commandment is to give all that you have, all that we have, all that we can. With all our heart, all our mind, our strength. So true devotion to Mary means to give our life for her. Our mind, our time, our words, our heart, our body, our actions, our plans. Whatever we do on life is to be crucified for her. It's the most beautiful thought. It's the greatest. To console the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is one of the works of charity that we can do for her, in a crucified manner. So doing the same that our Lord did. So our Lord won the graces of the Immaculate Conception, and the all that Our Lady received was in advance to his passion and death also. So also by our crucifixion is how we are going to keep to Our Lady the best of us, which is our blood, our life. That should, in fact, blood means life in the Old Testament. That's the reason why in the sacrifice of the calves, the sacrifice of animals, all the blood has to be poured out. So the life completely has to be poured out, so has to be given completely. So this is nothing worthy of Our Lady. We are not worthy of Our Lady if we don't do it completely. Because if we do it as we should, means that Our Lord is going to do it in us and through us. In fact, this is the plan of God, that He is going to be crucified through us again. It's the way God is completing what is missing in the mystical body, which is we are the mystical body. So Our Lord wants to be crucified in each member by living in them, suffering through them by the action of the Holy Ghost. So Our Lord wants to keep saving souls by crucifying Himself together with us in a daily life, everyday life. If you notice, it's the center of our religion is the cross. And especially when the enemy changed in a new religion. All you want, but no cross, no suffering, no passion, no sacrifice of the cross, no mass, no penance, and therefore no reparation, therefore no consolation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, therefore no grace, therefore no, there is no grace. In the Novus Ordo, no grace in the new religion. Because there is no blood, there is no sacrifice. So let's remember this, because this is the only way we can live the way God wants us to live in this crisis. At the foot of the cross. I will repeat to you, so in the Apocalypse, says when the dragon appear in the Apocalypse, chapter 13, I guess. So the devil, which is the true secret of Fatima, that God will allow the devil to take over to prove our faith, precisely. So when the dragon appears, the Apocalypse says that God gave to the women, so the church and Our Lady, Blessed Virgin Mary, and her children, the church, God gave to the women wings as an eagle wings, and she was taken by those wings to the desert, where she will be there, far from the reach of the dragon, is what the Apocalypse says, far enough. And in that place of the desert, she will be fed and will be taken care of. In the desert. The desert is precisely to be at the foot of the cross. So there is no human consolation, there is no friends, there are no human helpless and hopeless, humanly speaking. But it's the life comes from the cross. It's a supernatural life. So we are not focusing in getting jobs and food and dressing. This is the part that belongs to God. In the desert, there is not even a chance to get those things. So in the desert, the only thing that remains is faith, hope, and charity. You don't have priests, you don't have consolations, you don't have sacraments. But you have the Blessed Virgin Mary and the desert. Her heart is the desert, the sufferings. She partake in the sufferings of our Lord completely. And this is why we have to share in that solitude, in that desert, giving up all things in order to be crucified for the Blessed Virgin Mary, and to live for her, through her, in her, for her. Doesn't matter the price. So not to put limit, no limits and no conditions. This is the true devotion that God is expecting from us. And the greatest evil against our Lord, which is today's, the faith is completely lost. We see that. There is no real charity, there is no hope in God. So we are those who are responsible of keeping alive this work of redemption and the work of reparation of sin and the Blessed Virgin Mary. So let's increase, as the grace of to our Lord today, increase in this devotion, in this commitment, in this sacrifice. Because it's not a question of numbers, it's not a question of masses, it's a question of the spirit, it's the spirit of the church, of sacrifice, which is going to redeem the world. Our Lord in us, working in us. So let's ask those graces in order to be worthy, devoting to the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.